Emotion regulation skills. The purpose of emotion regulation skills is to learn to identify emotions, to reduce vulnerability to emotions, and to decrease emotional suffering. The first step in emotion regulation skills is learning to identify and label your current emotions. There are six typical emotions people experience. They are love, joy, anger, fear, sadness, and shame. By learning to identify emotions, you can learn to understand what emotions do for you. There are three functions of emotions. Emotions communicate to others and influence them. Emotions can be motivating, and emotions can be self-validating. The next step in regulating emotions is to reduce your vulnerability to negative emotions. One specific way to remember skills for reducing vulnerability is to use the phrase, "Please master." The PL part of "please master" means to treat your physical illness. Examples would be to go to the doctor when necessary and to take all of your medicines as prescribed. E means balanced eating, eating meals at regular times. This includes staying away from foods that make you overly emotional. By not eating, you actually increase negative emotions. The A part of "please master" stands for avoiding mood-altering drugs. Examples would be alcohol, illegal drugs, abusing your prescribed or even non-prescribed medications. Drugs and alcohol make you more vulnerable to negative emotions. S stands for balanced sleep. Most sleep protocols recommend between 7 to 9 hours of sleep at night. Follow a specific sleep protocol if you are having difficulty sleeping. Stay on a sleep schedule, going to bed and getting up at the same time daily. E stands for exercise. Examples would be walking for 30 minutes daily. This could be broken into segments of 10 minutes or 15 minutes at a time, with the total daily goal of 30 minutes. The last part of "please master" is building mastery. Try to do one thing a day to make yourself feel confident and in control. Examples would be to learn a new word each day, or to make your favorite meal and add something new to the recipe. The next part of reducing your vulnerability to negative emotions is to take steps to increase positive emotions. This can be accomplished by doing pleasant things that are possible now and that can be done on a daily basis. Examples include soaking in a bathtub, maybe taking care of your plants, or even sitting in a sidewalk cafe. The important thing about this skill is to do one pleasant event daily. Make changes in your life so that positive events will happen more often. The next part of the skill is to increase positive emotions in the long term. Make changes in your life so that positive events happen more often. If you want to go back to college, the first step would be to call the college or go online for a catalog. A key component for increasing positive emotions is to avoid avoiding or avoid giving up. It is tempting to avoid negative emotions by giving up. A way to help with this is to be unmindful of your worries and to keep track of your positive experiences. You can do this by either saying them aloud or even writing them down. Many people find the last component in emotion regulation skills the most helpful. These skills are about decreasing emotional suffering. One of the ways to decrease emotional suffering is to change painful emotions. The skills for accomplishing this are called opposite action skills. The key with these skills is to know what the action is for the emotion and then to determine if you want to change that emotion. For instance, the action for the emotion fear is to run away or avoid. By approaching your fear over and over again, your fear will decrease. Do what you were afraid of rather than avoid it. The action associated with anger is often aggressive behavior. An opposite way to handle aggression would be to gently walk away. If you can't walk away, be decent, and if you can, be a little bit kind. The action that goes along with being sad is usually withdrawal. An opposite action for handling withdrawal would be to be active, to get out of bed, go to the store or library. If you normally retreat to your bed when feeling sad, try putting books on your bed so that you are not tempted to get back under the covers. The action for shame is to hide or avoid. The opposite action would be to approach. If you forgot to call someone back and now you are avoiding that person, call them and apologize. Approach, do not avoid.